This is an audio recording of the North Hewish Parish Council meeting on Tuesday, the 4th of April, 2017.
Open forum, no members of the public present. I have had representations from a parishioner this afternoon in relation to three items about North Hewish. One of which I think is soluble, the other which... the two which I think are probably insoluble. First one was about the speed and volume of traffic through North Hewish. We have addressed this before. Frankly, I don't see that there's much we can do about it.
Where are we talking here? Down through the actual village.
Through the village.
Down through?
Through.
Through the houses.
I've only driven up through there three times this week.
Well, I mean, we've had this perennial discussion. There isn't much we can do in the sense that sleeping policemen are not an option.
No.
And I think speed is in the eyes of the beholder a bit.
It's one of those roads where it probably feels faster.
Exactly. Yeah. There's nothing much we can do about that. The second item is something I know about anyway, and it's a broken finger on the signpost by Rectory Cottage, down by Rectory Cottage.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been broken for about 6 months. We ought to report it, I think.
Yeah.
Brought to our attention. And I presume that's highway.
Yeah. Yes, it would be.
It's a new guy now, isn't it?
It's the other guy.
Who? No. Who's the other guy?
Dan's looking after us.
Is he?
I'm pretty sure he is.
Well, while he's doing that, can you also report that the signage at California Cross, especially the tourist signs, the brown signs... Her pardon?
Which side of the road?
Oh, well, our side then probably, isn't it?
Your side or the garage?
I'm getting very particular.
Oh, no, hold on. No,
we can report it.
At California Cross, the garage side, it is in our parish, that one's come unsafe, and it's literally where the sign should look like that, it's kind of gone... like that at the moment, so it's doing this, so that needs doing. But at Kitterford Cross, the brown signs, which are the tourist signs, which point for all the campsites and everything else,
are still undecipherable.
Still bright green instead of brown.
That is over, isn't it?
I think that probably is over.
Might as well report it anyway.
Yeah, but I don't know if we should maybe ask our lengthsman to...
I'll come on to the lengthsman.
I'm just wondering, is it worth telling Edgar about that? Because it's not really...
They won't think about it, will
exactly.
They?
So if we make them aware that there are other areas outside of the little village...
Because it is causing an issue.
Yeah.
As in traffic, they're coming down to the Kidford Cross and they
yeah.
Well, maybe we should mention it to Edgar and report it to Highways.
Fine.
Yeah.
That's a good plan.
The third issue relating to... North Hewish is one that I don't really quite know what we're going to do about it. By Manor Barn, opposite what I know as the doghouse, but it's
the kennels,
there are a series of upright stones implanted inside the road.
They've
been there for a long time.
Which hasn't been an issue as far as I'm aware in the past, but apparently there are so many cars. People are now parking on the road, which, according to the parishioner, is making it very difficult to get past and certainly to turn. The issue is whether they should be removed or not. Well, I think they were put in by a private owner.
Yeah, and there was an issue a few years ago of exactly the same thing.
Whether they're on the highway or not.
And it was found it was on their land.
Yeah. It's on their own land.
Yeah.
So they can do what they want.
In which case, there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
But having had the issue raised to me, at least we've discussed it.
But maybe we should also point out that it is the village should be maybe looking after their own parking issues and being neighbourly and
chatting to one. Yeah, but it also protects
protect that property,
yeah.
I think.
None of this is in our gift to do anything about it.
No.
But as it's been raised, we should mention it and then say we can do nothing about it.
Yeah, well, yes.
Quite. I mean, that's up to them.
You know, there are some houses there which have got three vehicles.
Most of them.
You know, and maybe even four. And there's only enough parking there for one, really. Yeah. You know.
Well,
that's
a domestic issue. Nothing we can do about any of that. But it's been raised.
That's what I meant.
And we can at least address some of it. Anything else for the open forum? Okay, this is from Stephen Watts.
Who's the guy who headed up the operation?
Right. Hi Tony, many thanks for your message of appreciation. It's nice to hear. I'm glad that our efforts have helped people feel more secure and hopefully get a sense of satisfaction that this family have finally been brought to justice. It's why we do the job. I've passed your message on to all my colleagues who were involved in this investigation. This relates to...
The recent jailing of or imprisoning of the small family.
You mean the business is on, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
People, I think, stole my quad bike.
Yes.
Yes.
Stole my trailer.
Yeah. Stole the trailer. Yes. So it was brought to our attention that we ought to thank them for their good work.
I need to bother to bind the padlock.
And they thanked us for our thanks.
Well, that's good. And I think that sentiment will be echoed throughout. Not only the length and breadth of the South Hams, but in the South West. But they'll be out again in a few years and be back at it.
Mind you, more time than people who commit murder,
but they'll still be at it when they come out. Okay, anything else for the open forum?
Does anyone have, I don't know if it was covered at one of the other meetings, I see that BT have installed a load of fibre broadband connection boxes in North Hewish.
Yes.
Is that, do you know if that is that fibre to premises or fibre to remote new?
You're talking to the wrong man.
No, and I would say they haven't joined them up yet.
So they're not in joined
them. They're not in service yet. They've done it all.
Yeah.
Along, so there's a new cable
and
everything else, but it's not, it. They haven't brought it to the box yet.
Okay.
Which I think
it
is. Yes. Yeah, but they're getting there. But they've done that, and then I haven't seen them again. So when I do see them, I'll clobber them again and ask them how we're getting on with it.
And I don't know quite where, again, I wasn't here last meeting, but quite where this comes into it. I'll mention it here anyway. It's not actually open for it. But I have contacted Rob Northmore and said, yes, thank you, we'd like you to continue doing the deadline.
And it's done.
He did it today.
Yes.
Mm.
There are other issues that relate to the lengths, not the lengths, the
Buddle Hole
Man, which I think maybe will come up under either Highways or Finance, or possibly both. But we'll leave that.
Just to bring up, actually, and I don't know whether best. No, it's about knotweed, which is coming up nicely along the road again there. And somebody sent me an article from the newspaper pointing out how dangerous this knotweed is, especially for premises and so on. And it needs dealing with, again.
They didn't come back the next
they
year.
They need to do it
this
5 years,
exactly, and they didn't come
five
back,
years.
Did they?
The last time I wrote to them, they were back telling me to deal with it. I wrote back saying I had written to them.
They're meant to have a licence to do it now, because
well,
it's really
yeah.
dangerous, obnoxious substances.
They'd like to drop it back on parish council for the honesty.
Would it be worth you writing back to them?
Oh, I'll write again.
Mm.
Should they have a licence?
Somebody
can
who has a spray should have a licence.
Yeah,
could we perhaps send a copy to our county councillor?
Mm-hmm.
Although our county councillor probably is not
CC
immediately.
Well, I think send copies to as many people as we can.
Yeah, I think so.
Otherwise, we have to engage the service of somebody with a licence.
Yeah.
And then get back into precinct.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, it's not our responsibility. It's on the side of the road, and it's highly responsible.
I'm thinking it's in the river. The river.
They cut it there anyway, so
yeah,
it obviously is there.
But they cut it and treated it.
Yes, they did.
And it was all right for 12 months.
Mm. Yes, but they need to do it at least 5 years.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll write to them again.
Thank you.
But they really don't want to know.
Yeah.
Of course they don't. It's more expensive.
Okay.
When I invite him.
Anything else for open forum? Apologies for absence, Councillor Hunt. Declarations of interest as per. Minutes of the last meeting held, hopefully held, which I assume it was.
You of course read them when you got emailed.
I missed that again. Oh, I did.
But I'm sure it was held.
It's the last meeting held. Just a shorter sentence.
Again, as I wasn't here, may I have propose that these are a true record of what.
Just your own.
Fine, the second then.
Yeah.
Arising.
There are two or three things.
Where from?
Right, take my Lord and you. Some of the unofficial signs at the top of Brangus and Slip Road disappeared and they were rapidly replaced by others. I think there were 13 there this morning.
How many?
Well, the back
then.
Yeah.
Well, new ones.
They're new ones. What, new events, you mean? Or new?
Well, there was a steeplechase, and there were three of them, and they were removed.
Right.
And now we've got other ones back.
Ah.
I think the trouble is, it's now become it's around, you can assume, even if you put
the thing,
in a new light.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, I feel that if there's one notice there, everybody
yeah.
else feels that they could have.
Yeah.
And really, just all of them need to come down. And then hope it's like litter, you know.
I'll speak to the locality man again. Yeah.
Well, did he take them down last time, did he? Yeah, that's very good of him.
I don't know who stitched
well, no,
so
they
up.
Haven't,
no,
no,
no, they're
can
everywhere.
Can I just say that they have not been taken down since we reported it in January.
But Stitch
and the Stitch and the other one have never been taken down.
And some went down after the last
Puffing
yeah.
Billy's Cycles is still there. Puffing Billy's Cycles is only about 40
But they
minutes.
Certainly didn't take them all down.
No.
I assure you of
that's
that.
Perhaps there's a reason why he didn't take some of them down.
That's my question, isn't it? Does someone have permission to be
there? Well, we'll find out.
They are allowed to be. They are allowed to be in positions with permission of the landowner below a certain
yeah,
size.
Yeah, it's not the landowner. Oh, it's done the highways.
It's under when Stitch and Bitch or Stitch and Stitch. What's it?
Yeah.
So
Stitch
and
So.
Sorry, is
it's
strapped
yeah.
to Devon Highway or
yeah.
Devon County Council sides?
And there's
highway
also
sides.
One on the T junction.
Yeah.
That's right.
And there's the Puffing Billy one that says Puffing Billy's 25 metres this way, but you can't
yeah.
find it from there.
And then the Stitch
it's
and Craft
trouble.
Is also on the road to say, I'm up there, Stitch and So, whatever it is.
Really, I'd like to know the legal side, because
yeah.
if it was totally illegal, I wonder what position are we in if we take it away, or are we done for the best thing?
Well,
as parish council,
if they're legal, then yes, we are.
Actually,
it wouldn't actually be in our parish, would it?
No. No, they're in Could we let Upper know as
maybe
well?
Maybe within the letter we're
yeah.
writing to them about
yeah.
the signs,
yeah,
the dirty
that
signs.
Well, no,
yeah. that
is. The signs would be highways?
They're
no, it's
no,
it's
no,
no. Oh, no.
Parish.
Oh,
Drugler
no.
Parish.
Yeah.
Add also into that same letter.
Yeah.
That about we
have asked
right.
since January.
Within
for
our
to be
and put it maybe that within our parish we are clamping down on. Illegal signage, and we would like your help on this matter as a neighbouring parish, blah blah blah, you know.
Right.
Okay.
There's three signs
sorry.
For steeple chasing, but I
steeple
think,
chasing,
I
not
think
steeple
they'll
chasing.
Go.
Steeple.
Steeple. I think, did I say
steeple?
Yeah. Sorry.
Steeple well, chasing. Steeple
chasing
is in David Bookie's field,
yeah.
so that'll go anyway.
Yeah.
Should do.
And he'll give me permission for it.
Pothole funding.
Yay. Have you found some money?
Yeah. Councillor. No, this was from Councillor Kent. £34,599. Yeah. Wait
it's strange that he's spending it in Totnes because
that's
he will
exactly
be standing for re-election in Totnes.
Exactly.
But not
I
in the
I think
areas.
We ought to complain about that too. I really
no,
do.
I'm not worried about that. I think it needs to be said.
Probably does.
I mean, that's the intro. That came today. Every single penny of it.
All of it has been
he's
spent.
He's identified a number of areas that need doing, but the whole lot has been spent on Totnes because poor Totnes needs it badly. This
all benches, notice boards, grip bins.
Oh no, you can't spend it on that, is it?
Well, can. You'd like to.
But,
no,
but the, I don't know if you remember, but a year ago Totnes had all of the tap funding.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now they've got all of this funding.
Haven't they just lost out another round of funding?
Yeah, not happy.
Which they're not happy about.
Not happy. At
not
all.
Happy they didn't get that funding, having got all the money in the previous.
But there are other
what
areas
funding
besides top notes.
More tap
yeah.
funding for this for the next.
Rest of the country, isn't it?
Where's that money going? Do we know?
It's better in Paris.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When we
reporting
go over to this new boundary, which will be the bigger town or parish.
For what?
The new county. You know, we're coming under
Yampton.
So they'll get the money then in future.
Well, Brent and Yampton aren't quite as big as Totnes.
No, but South Brent, you should get the.
Well,
they get all that money from the wind turbine, don't they? They get a lot of that. So many hundred thousand.
It's out with our control.
You don't want to let us. I mean, it's all backed up
by Darren Cole as well. We're very disappointed.
I think we should.
And given the recent publicity that's been afforded to dangerous roads, because it's been all over the press lately about potholes and this and the other, and Devon is apparently the worst county in the country for it.
I'm surprised by that.
Just say that we've got more votes.
Yes, it's got.
You've got a better job than most counties.
What's PA? Totnes received no PA funding.
From the public assistance.
Don't know.
It's not tap money.
Should be tap.
Well, maybe.
Or they didn't get any.
Oh, they forgot the T on the.
Maybe we. Thank you.
Yeah, TA.
So
it should have been not TA.
We're very disappointed that we've been overlooked, particularly in light of the recent publicity afforded to. The deterioration of rural roads, etc.
Did we request money?
No, this is money that he had.
That he could have allocated.
He was telling us for months now that we can get it. Anyway, that's that one.
Okay.
Just going back to the boundaries. We're now going to come under Brent, Yampton,
Newferrers, all the way up to Pansgate.
And all the way down to
Plymouth.
Nosmere. Yeah, but does that also doesn't bring
Yampton.
In Modbury, Yampton,
Modbury,
Uggbra,
yeah,
and then to us.
Yeah.
Okay. And that'll be
Deptford,
right?
No, Deptford's.
Deptford's in this ward.
Oh, I thought it was in Totnes for some reason.
Are we the edge?
We are.
And Deptford, so Deptford, us.
Alberton's in Totnes.
Right. Okay. So Deptford, us, and then Brent.
Yeah.
It's kind of this
factory.
Area. I'm comfortable being in
Deptford. Lansdowne, Holm, Shrewton.
Yeah.
West, as you heard it before.
Will be where?
In the same seat.
Oh, really?
What about up to Plymouth, Woolwell?
No. That's a bit being short, right?
So where do we... Uggbra is the outside edge, is it?
Well, we'll go up to Holm.
Yeah, Uggbra. And then on to Irmington, Yampton.
Irmington, Yampton,
Newton
Knott.
Right.
Irmington, Yampton, Newton Knott, and then back. Yeah, it is huge. But I suppose all our demands would be very similar. We have.
Well, we got a common with South Brent.
Exactly. I do agree with you.
We all shop at the co-op.
Well, we got more in common with South Brent than we have with a seaside kind of. Well, New York is what I'm trying to say.
But
it's
Harberton,
not our...
I think we had far more in common with Totnes and Harberton than we have with South Brent and Yampton and Newton Ferris. Newton Ferris is seaside.
At least Totnes won't get all our money.
This is true.
Okay.
Right, moving
and
on.
Anything else from?
And has to be Richard Hoskin standing for that area again, will it?
Oh, remind me not to forget Richard Hoskin because I forgot to write him down here. Local plan. Councillor Gabriel's got a bit of light reading to bed this night.
Excellent.
Pages.
I've no doubt he'll be pleased to hand it to anyone who wants to read it.
Will you give us a PowerPoint next month?
Of course I will. I shall go through it.
From locality.
Line by line.
You dropped it off.
She did. She brought it out to the shop.
Oh, that's good.
I'd like to have a read of that when you finish with it.
All right. Well, Richard.
You haven't got
to
read it all, just the relevant pages.
You just want to use it to prop up the ramp on the trailer.
No, my ramp works all right.
Anyway, we do going to mention them there. According to that, we can have 10 new houses in Avonmouth.
Next door.
I have a feeling probably in the paper. I can't think of any other landlords.
No, of course, you are not allowed.
It wasn't about the play part, it was about the house.
Well, that's up to us.
Have they
we're in a
coloured
flood.
It?
No,
actually,
don't
get that printed out. It would be quite illegal.
It's ridiculous.
Well, we are down here. What about up there?
It's because we've got things up there that it floods more because the water comes pouring down.
Anyway, there's that.
There
would
have been more water coming.
Plastic pipes, which you were concerned at the last meeting.
Keep building them.
Plastic pipes.
You had a thing about a blue plastic bag.
Oh, yes, that's
plastic
right.
This is from Brian. No, Byron.
Byron
Watson, customer manager, South West Water, I assume. Dear Mr. Luskin, thank you for your email, which we received on the 20th of March 2018. While I've been unable to speak with you, good English, I'm pleased to provide my response in writing. Pipework laid across the River Avon. I'm very sorry for the concern caused by the temporarily laid water pipe in question.
That's good news anyway.
And distribution team will attend to investigate this and determine the options available with this water supply by the 28th of April 2017, pending other priority works on water levels within the river. I will continue to monitor this investigation in the background, and I'll provide you with an update no later than the 5th of May 2017. I hope my response reassures you and that we're doing everything we can to resolve this matter, and so it goes on. And
that's excellent.
Oh, that's
well done.
Very
I think we've got some of it.
Yes, well done. Thank you.
Plastic pipe. Condition of the play pot. Now, this is something that you asked me to investigate at the last meeting, and how we keep the play pot manageable or whatever. I contacted both Ditford Parish Council and South Brent to see what they did. Ditford actually employ a professional company to look after their equipment and seem happy with that. I've got the name if we wanted to use it. South Brent, I think, possibly offer the better alternative. What they do, they have an arrangement with South Ham's District Council to, when they check their play park, as happens regularly with us, the person checking it then decides if anything needs doing. And if it's up to a value of £250, he's given the authority to go ahead with it and to bill the council as and when. If it's over £250, he has to put a request into the parish council or town council, whatever, for the money or for approval to go ahead with anything over £250. Now, it seemed to me that that could be a logical thing for us to do, because A, we've got the inspector there anyway, and B, they've got the team that could come out and do the job.
You missed out last week, so we had the report back. I think this tallies on from, doesn't it?
That's right, yeah. Now, I'm not certain that they will do it. I'll have to seek their approval to do it, but I can't see, if they're doing it for South Brent, I can't see why they shouldn't do it for us. And I imagine it's the localities officer again who would look after that. So if you'd like me to contact with them, then when
sounds
deal with that, I will.
Good.
Sounds like a sensible solution.
It felt good to me.
Yeah.
Super.
I don't think there's anything else.
Quite a revenue stream over the top for South Brent, if they did that.
Okay. Righty ho. So, I assume, have we had a report from Castle then?
No, we haven't this time.
Gosh,
that would
be
the last one,
wouldn't
it?
That would be the last one. Could I invite District Councillor Steer to give us a report?
Thank you, Chairman. Not too much to report, actually. The local plan, as we spoke about before, it's out for consultation now, and it'll come back and then go before an inspector. And hopefully it'll get adopted by the end of the year, but I would think that that might be pushing it a bit. But we will see. It'll make planning hopefully easier. There's quite a few policy changes in there. When it comes on stream, it'll give us a bit more teeth, I hope. But we'll have to wait and see. On the planning front, we had a development in Chillington. An awful lot of letters of objection. Came to committee. We had a site visit. And we decided to give it permission. The locals were definitely not happy. They sent it, got the Minister of State to call it in for him to determine it, but he said he wouldn't call it in. The local planning authority decision would stand. So as you can imagine, my email box has been rather busy with some quick fiery words, but if you're elected to do the job, you've got to put up with that. One interesting fact, the last couple of days we've had an application land on the desk for another solar park. We'll be glad to hear it's not in this parish, but it's not too far away. It's in Corbutton, apparently. So we will wait and see what happens to that one.
I thought they were going to cut down on that.
Well, they are, but they'll still come forward, won't they?
If they could make money out of it, they will, won't they?
Yeah. Other than that, Chairman, not too much to report.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do you have anything from the website or from the community hall project?
Nothing from the website, I think. I think the update you requested was
done. Nothing from the community hall project this week.
Thank you very much. Planning.
Planning, nothing new. We did have the planning last time for the farm at Conwayview. That's gone through, I understand.
It does.
So,
that was an agricultural shed.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, we could see no reason why not. We totally supported it. I would give that man support any time, anywhere. I'm impressed with the way he does his farm. He looks good to me. But, I'm not an expert.
No, the younger generation is going to be supportive.
Okay. Correspondence.
Correspondence.
I did send on a fair number of things to you that I thought you'd probably better deal with yourselves than worry about them here.
Mm-hmm.
There was a couple of things I'd like to throw at you in a moment, though. Parish councillors' survey, for instance, someone's doing their master's degree or something, they wanted you to be part of it. I couldn't do that for you, only you could do that.
I want you to know what our motivation was.
Look at your face there, I don't know.
It's 30 years since I've been motivated about anything, frankly.
Like in your next campaign.
How much this do I have to record?
Too late, mate.
Anyway, you also were invited to a community safety partnership meeting if you wish to go, but again, it's then to you to apply individually on that, I think. There was a report on the AONB meeting that was held recently. I'm a bit disappointed that Councillor Allen's not around because he possibly has some insight into that. But I do have, if you'd like to read it, the letter printed out here. It goes on a bit. But this isn't a letter from that. It's a letter from the person who represents parish councillors on the AONB.
Is that Val Mercer?
Yeah.
Right. Have you got a letter there from Mr. Bob Harvey?
Parish clerks, for the attention of parish councillors in and around South Devon AONB. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Val Mercer, a member of the Slapton Parish Council and your parish council representative on the AONB Partnership Committee. Last meeting was today. Main points of interest for parish councils from the partnership meeting, 17th of March. AONB planning guidance document adopted and welcomed by the committee. Response from the chairman read the public meeting organised by Bob Harvey on the 24th of February. Committee emphasised that it welcomes public involvement into planning and development and specifically suggested the following ways the public could assist. One, contacting the AONB unit about applications in local areas which may be of concern. This will help to assemble a coordinated response. Using the newly adopted AONB planning guidance when planning or discussing developments, responding to consultations on planning applications, local plans and neighbourhood plans, direct the relevant local planning authorities, contacting elected members or one of the 8 community reps of the committee to feed into partnership matters. And gives contact details. The AONB staff unit actively provides guidance, advice, training, expert representations to planning professional councillors and neighbourhood planning groups. Planning guidance launch will happen in May, apparently. Joint local plan meeting, which was yesterday, organised by the local authorities on Plymouth, Southampton, West Devon. It's up to all PCs who are the front line to guard our special landscape through the local planning process. SHDC tries to do the same, but is tied into government policies, and developers with money may well challenge decisions and go to appeal. There's a meeting at Stoke Village Hall. Oh, that's happened. Current projects include, wasn't here? River Catchment Action Plan, funded by Natural England, working with a number of schools. Avon Valley Facilitation Group, working with over 80 farmers in the Avon Valley. Work with the parish clusters and neighbourhood plan groups. Growing Orchard Community Project with 18 community orchards. Work in Wembley and Kingswear parishes. Greater Horseshoe Back Project partners with Devon Wildlife Trust. Funding bid and HLC
high level
resilience bid has been submitted for an office to work on income development for the AONB unit. Communications update. It's especially for VCs, we install village gateway signs. We would like to put articles in parish magazines and promote more contact with parishes. Outstanding week, whatever that is 16th to 24th of September. A new Explorer brochure and events programme has just been published and distributed to information centres and other outlets. We are also on social media, Facebook and Twitter, every Wednesday 1 to 2. Outstanding hour, please retweet. Other matters of interest, Coastal Path Ferry Info Boards, Food Fair, Stokely Farm Shop, exhibitions and so on. Goes on. Anyway.
So, will you be retweeting them?
Between 1 and 2, David.
Not until I know how to do it.
Shall we nominate you to retweet?
This doesn't come as a surprise, which is why you asked the question.
It depends on those that could tweet.
I could shout very loud.
I don't want to.
They won't hear you on there, though.
Anyway, there's that. And there was just one other thing that I felt I've already sent to you, but I felt really I wanted to bring to your attention here, if that's okay. South Hams District Council, bless them, our lords and masters on the end of the road there, have proudly announced to the world that they've made available to communities £153,000 as part of their new homes bonus, and communities that have got new homes have been benefiting from it. 2 or 3 years ago, we asked for money from a new homes bonus. We were told at that time they had made no decision upon it and there was nothing available for us. That's a statement of fact. What you want to make of that is another matter.
I think we ought to ask some...
Where
are new homes bonuses?
Mm-hmm. Well, they certainly...
There's plenty we could do with it.
I mean, at the time, we were led to believe that it was there to be shared with the villages and parishes where the new homes were.
But then we were told that we weren't entitled to it.
Well,
they decided
the money that should have come to us surely must
I think
be
needs to come to
somewhere.
Us, yeah.
That's my
reserve,
or they've spent it.
Well, that's the logical.
Totnes
has spent it.
Well, it's gone. It's been allocated elsewhere.
Well,
anyway.
Going back to what you've just mentioned,
they have outlined where that money has been spent, haven't they? That budget.
But those are from those particular villages, towns, whatever.
Yes,
but they haven't included us.
No, but my point is,
our money isn't in there.
You sure our money isn't in there? That's the question I'd like to ask.
How much money was supposed to be allocated to us, if any?
The pot. They've spent the pot, the way I read it, which was
153,000.
Yeah, 153,000. Which is quite a large pot.
We should be told.
And it would have been put in a reserve somewhere. Maybe in the Fordham pot. I don't know. I could find out.
I find it annoying that they could be so proudly shouting from the treetops about spending this money, when really we should have seen some of it.
Mm.
Yes.
Well, and other places, because it's been
yeah.
In fact, it was quite a lot of money. It ran into tens of thousands for us.
Mm.
You know, there's a lot of money.
I think that we should write to inquire.
Yeah.
It's paid for 6 years, isn't it?
Yeah, and this money comes from the government to the local authority, South Hams, for every new house that's built.
It is, yeah.
Within a particular time frame, or?
Yeah. And at the time our houses were built, the government would have provided the money to South Hams. It's just that...
So they'd have had it?
Yeah.
Mm.
So somewhere it's not, or somehow it's not reached us.
Well, it may have been put into the revenue reserves to keep the council tax down. Because that's what we do with some of it.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand it, but I still get cross
with it. Yeah, we need to know. Yeah.
We just like a accounting trail of where it's gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so we'll...
If we could know it then, why can't we have it now?
Yeah.
Well, that was my thinking.
Mm. Yes.
I will put the point as well with the leader and find out what's going on.
I'm certain there are things within the parish that money could well be spent.
Yeah, do you know there is?
Mm-hmm. Well, keeping the precept on the start.
Indeed, but no.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the last of the letters. I'll do that, yeah.
Do you want to
see the letter?
Yes, please. Okay.
Let you decide if you like.
Financial matters. I'll bring up the business of potholes at this point. I spoke to John Whitcomb recently, who informed me that he's now worked his way through the money we had last year,
yeah,
and is itching to send us a final bill.
We've paid it.
Maybe we have, I don't know.
He sent us a bill for 1,000.
Yeah.
No, well, that's right then. Yeah. I had this conversation with him a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. When did we get that?
I know.
That was
1,000.
Okay.
On the 11th of May last year.
All right.
And he was supposed to be, he hadn't spent all the money at that point, but he was supposed to be.
Maybe he's wanting to do a. What's the word I'm groping for?
Plan for the future?
No. That's the other thing that I need to discuss. And I mean, obviously, we've increased the precept on the basis of that money being spent. Mm-hmm. How. What do we say to him about letting him loose to do the work? I mean,
well, last time we told him to spend up to a certain level, didn't we? And it was £1,000 because that's the money we'd been given from TAP funding via the other.
So how much do we tell him he's got to spend
well,
now?
Well, we've requested 500 this time.
Has that been approved?
Yeah, well, they can't not approve.
No, okay.
Our feeling was when we requested it that that was a step forward this time. We were thinking perhaps, you know, £1,000 would be a useful figure, but you didn't want to jump your
too much
too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
There would be the possibility of using 500 from our reserves if you wanted to make it up to £1,000 again.
I mean, what's the thinking? I mean, if we're talking about him continuing, I mean, he has been very thorough.
He's been very good.
And whenever I've asked him to do something, it has been rapid, and he's, you know, he's quite diligent actually. So if we're going to, as it were, engage him for the next year, do we engage him on the basis he's got 500 quid to spend, or do we use £500 of our reserve and give him 1,000?
First of all, the question is, do we have any major projects that we want him to tackle? Is there anything that stands on top of what he already normally does?
Mm.
Is there anything that jumps out at you and thinks he really got to tackle that hedge line on that road, on that flooding issue in that area?
Well, I suppose a lot of that is contingency, isn't it?
It's ongoing maintenance.
I mean, we did it on the basis of maintaining manholes and stuff.
And stepping in if there was a flood.
But like this year, he's opened up some.
He's doing better than before.
Yeah, he's opened up some areas and some old buddle holes and some old drainage that we didn't even know existed. And I'm just wondering, has he come back to us and said, look, I know there's one there, but I haven't got enough time or money to
put he contacts me only when he feels that he's going to send us a bill or if he needs me to endorse what he's doing, I think.
Okay.
I mean, I think we were basically getting that money on the basis of him just maintaining what we'd got. I mean, I suppose if we allocated whatever money it was, and certainly there was an emergency and he had to do it, it would mean a shortfall and everything else. But it's a matter, I suppose, of how much we advise him he's got to spend.
I do feel it's important to keep the buttle holes open, and I don't know how much that would involve.
Well, I mean, he's only just spent last year's allocation.
Mm.
So that sort of brings us up to a grand. So
do we
realistically say, now that he's done a lot of the work that was a backlog?
Exactly.
Yes, quite. I was going
to. Do we say give him £500
and then come back to us?
And then once you come back to us, and maybe show all of us over the summer, because some people will walk the boundaries and other bits and pieces. Keep an eye out on certain areas and think, "Oh, that needs doing. That needs doing. That needs doing." And then use that 500 as a contingency to then build on what he's already done.
So, shall I contact him and say that we've approved 500 quid's worth?
Yeah.
For maintenance.
Ongoing
maintenance.
When he feels that he's got to the end of that, can he inform us?
Yeah.
And then, if there are any contingencies, then we can then release more funds.
Yeah, and also bring his attention to it. So if he's going along the line and he thinks, oh, actually, well, I haven't got enough money or time to do that, but if he thinks that could be done and that would aid something in the future, come back to us and say, look, I think...
He'll get back to me.
You know, I mean, down towards... where are we here? So where we were just talking about the young man at Colmar, there's a bit of a flooding issue over winter time down through there. But that would take a lot of investigation work down there, and I don't know if it's something that he could do, or and it's maybe something we need to probably look at down there. And I'm sure there's other roads around the place.
Well, there are parts that Devon County ought to be controlled.
I know.
Old Bridge, for example, yeah. There's a permanent puddle there. Mm.
And they did come along and do some work along this road.
Yeah.
And I suppose on up to North Hewish. Mm.
He's done super work just on the corner here. I mean, he's actually cleaned the sides of the road, not just the bubble hole. He's cleared mud that's been...
And North Hewish, he's done a good job.
Some of that was... That's the area of shadows. Do you know, there's just that little dip.
Mm.
And whenever it's raining, you know, it's about 18 inches deep. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, just back from shadows it is. There's one in front, but I think that's been cleared between shadows and Andrew Hendy. But just also back, it comes into like a gully. And it should go under the road. Yeah. I mean, the people in the house have complained a few times, and I thought Devon County had got it sorted, but I don't know.
Financial reports. I've got two to give you, and they won't make sense initially, but they will start to explain them. The monthly financial report, we started off with £8,176.58 in the account, and we've got 31 pence interest. So it went up to £8,176.89, of which the 149 is obviously the P3 money.
Mm-hmm.
I've also got the accounts for the year here, which contradict that to an extent, because they tell us that we've got £8,161.90, so we're missing, you'll be surprised to hear, £14.99.
Which is a cheque, which has probably gone missing somewhere.
Well, I base the monthly accounts on printouts from the bank.
Right.
The yearly one has to be to the end of March, and the cheque has gone through.
As I say, with cash.
Yeah. So what we've done is, if you take away £14.99 from the £8,176.39, hopefully you end up with Hopefully you end up with £8,161.90. If you'd done that, I'd have done all my sums again.
No, I think you're okay.
Good.
As long as it's accountable, it's fine.
To the nearest penny, I lost tuppence on these accounts.
Oh, that's horrible. I hate that.
And Tom knows it was tuppence that we had, not tuppence that we'd lost.
It's
you had tuppence
horrible.
Too much at one point. I found a way of spending it. Could I ask you to... whatever you do to the accounts, accept them or whatever.
Do we have an
AGM?
Yeah.
Yeah. We have an annual meeting, do we not?
Oh, sorry.
Could I ask that we accept this?
Yes, fine.
You know?
There's one further item of financial news, which is quite a nice one.
You won the lottery and you're going to share it with
almost.
Us.
Almost.
You're like my mother. She knows exactly what's happening before it does.
Well, yeah.
So I argued with her in the pub on Sunday.
I know, she knew.
You might recall that 2 months ago I could tell you I was off to a meeting concerning transparency funding. Well, I went to that meeting and... came back and filled up this wonderful report which resembles that, but I had to do it on a computer, so you can imagine.
Lovely.
Nice.
It was a particularly skillful half hour on my part. And I requested, not by request, let me remember, the maximum amount, which is £350 for a computer.
Yes.
That's excluding VAT, so I think you can go over to £400-something in buying it.
Happens.
Yeah. £200 for, what was that for? For software.
Software, yeah.
And again, it would be £200 plus 20%.
£240.
And £100 for, you can't get a printer, you get a scanning machine. The fact that it probably comes with a printer is another matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I also asked them to cover the cost of setting up and paying for the whatever you call it, website.
Website, yeah.
Since we've made it available from a transparency point of view, and they agreed to pay £59.50 of the cost so far on that. There's no ongoing provision.
Mm-hmm.
So in total they've paid us £709.50.
Oh,
now, if you add to that 20%, you can see that we can buy some equipment worth having. And, you know, I'd like to sort of investigate that and hopefully get something that we can use as equipment for the for the parish council.
Excellent.
I don't know what you want me to do. Do you want me to just go ahead, seek out what would seem to be the best stuff? And
I think you better come back with a couple of proposals,
yes,
a couple of prices on it. Maybe three if you can.
How many three?
Would that be right?
The niggle,
the
niggle we've got is that there are not that many laptops of that size available anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
What I'm thinking,
that size?
Well, I'm thinking of a 15-inch screen
for
convenience with a RAM memory of about 8, whatever they are. Because anything less than that, I'm told...
Would you?
Isn't worth having.
I just replaced one. I just replaced one recently for about 250. So
yeah, but there aren't a lot around of that size and that specification.
No, I'm just saying maybe from three. I'm saying like go to PC World.
Oh, exactly.
Go to MoreTech. Go to MoreTech.
Yeah.
They've moved themselves
because he's local
station.
And just
even
to get
Tesco.
The just get and
Tesco,
and
Tesco.
Somewhere and
yeah.
somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know
but
what I'm saying?
That's not probably can do that, and I can bring you the names and the models and whatever.
I mean, we really need input from people who are authoritative on the subject. Don't we?
If you'd like any advice, please. You're most welcome to ask. Well,
the point I'm making is, if you've got something that knows about it, you might as well use them.
And you want something that's going
to
last.
Well,
and be practical forever and a day, don't
I've
you?
I've done
really?
Things like
computers at this moment in time will be fine for years.
Well, we did ask a computer person,
Valley Computers, But I also got asked which state that within a price level they're almost
much for the much.
Yeah.
The truth of the matter is, the things that we're likely to be doing with this, practically any modern computer will handle it.
And there are things that we can avoid getting. I mean, I don't need something that's going to play movies, for instance. You know,
they all will.
They all will, but some do it better than others.
Especially movies,
we can discount that. Whereas if it's some, storage of stuff and regular
Microsoft Office, PowerPoint and Excel and things.
Get three sort of suggestions, prices, whatever, and deploy the expertise at our disposal.
Great.
And I'll tell you what I think.
I mean, there's no desperate. you're the judge. There's no desperate urgency. I'm not planning to hang up my boots over the next 4 weeks. I hope. Got nice holiday plans this year. I'm not going to miss that.
Okay.
It's nice that we've got some.
Very good.
Are we able only to purchase those specific items?
Yeah, and we can add to the money, but we shouldn't go under the money, in the sense that we're not allowed to buy a computer for £100, then spend the extra £100 on something else.
Mm-hmm.
And while
even if it's computing equipment.
Specifically, the government's provided this money for these particular things.
Particular items.
Yeah. So we've got to be a bit careful. I mean, obviously, if it's the odd few pounds here or there, no one's going to worry.
If it enhances the performance of what we've got, is what you're sort of...
Well, I'm just saying...
You're thinking of, like, a projector or something like that.
Talk about the projector, but I was also, for example, if we're talking about the planning stuff going paperless, for example, something like a tablet device, which can be passed around for people to view.
But remember, this is...
Well, no. If you get it big enough, though, I mean, you're going to turn it round like that to us, aren't you? Really, and we'll be able to see.
Hopefully, one can look at things like
you can just flick it round instead of having. I mean, other parish councils have like a projector screen,
but,
a projector,
but remember,
and everything
this is
else.
Specifically for transparency, and that's why the government's provided the money. And we can't really take that money and spend it on other items.
No.
I think. You know, obviously there's a certain amount, I mean, some of the money we've already spent, so getting the money back for the setting up of the website, for instance, is a nice little bonus on
that. So do we presumably return any money that is not spent on this?
No, because we will spend it.
Right.
Somehow.
Okay.
But we will be spending it because there's ongoing costs. Mm-hmm. Actually, the software is quite expensive, isn't it?
Yes,
it
is. It will be, as far as
soft offices.
Go up to the bank. I mean, I think if we did a certain amount of transfer of money from the computer to the whatever you call it,
scanner.
Scanner. I don't suppose anyone would argue. What I've got to do is keep receipts and be able to produce them to show that the money has been spent on.
Bad situation to be in, anyway.
Can that money be therefore be ring fenced for any maintenance or repairs on that for future?
Technically, no.
No.
No, it's a provision thing, rather than a...
Well, anyway, well done for getting it. Absolutely.
I'm pleased with the outcome of it, and met up with a delightful young lady at Devon Association of Local Councils who totally took me through the process.
That's very helpful.
You meeting her again?
Unfortunately not. Oh.
She'd love to go on holiday.
Thank you. So, highway matters. Have we got anything we haven't dealt with?
No.
Oh, sorry, one more financial thing. Sorry,
hello,
Jeff.
Hello.
Talking of Dalton and getting us £700, we've got the latest subscription to them. In the past, the South Hams have always taken our Dalton subscription from our precept,
mm-hmm.
which got me in a mess with the auditor last year. You might remember we didn't like it being done.
Mm-hmm.
I think more counties have been told off for it as well, because now South Hams won't do it anymore.
Okay.
So we have to pay our own
Dalton.
How much
is that?
It's £99.85. That's
fair
including that to take £12.85 out of that, so it's £87.
I think we get our money's worth out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this year we have, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
and leading me,
yeah.
over the last 5 years, I've had more than my money's worth out of it.
Absolutely.
Me.
Fine.
So we're doing a check for that.
Yes, check for that today, if we can,
uh-huh.
please. Thanks.
Right. Okay.
Should we propose and second that, do you think?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I think
both.
Yeah,
they were the first ones. I haven't got anything
on highways. Have we got anything left on highways that we haven't dealt with?
Don't think so. There's been some. I know that there's been active residents reporting potholes in the area, taking pictures and sending them in. So,
good.
If you can do that, it's
yeah.
all
yes,
helps.
Well, they can actually just press on a button
yeah.
and get it automatically
yeah.
placed down.
Yeah.
Can you put a picture on it
yeah.
there as well?
Mm-hmm.
You do it with your iPhone or your mobile or your tablet. You can.
There you are, David.
We can have you do that. And if you'd like to retweet between 1 and 2,
yeah.
you'll be away.
I'll
and
be
is
there.
It Facebook on a Wednesday?
No, any day is Facebook day.
It's maybe of interest that the one road they really picked out for potholes was the road past Manor Farm.
Oh, good.
But they're
not
going to
do anything.
And why not?
Because it involves more than a simple pothole.
Because the money's gone to Totnes.
Yeah. But they did pick it out anyway.
Have they measured it for maintenance at some stage?
Well, they know it needs it, but there's no money.
So do you send them pictures?
Other residents in that area have.
Right.
Anyway, keep doing it.
Okay. Items for future
right.
meetings.
Well, the next meeting should be the AGM.
Okay.
That's what you're looking at, accountably.
Right there.
And also, should we invite the village hall committee to submit a report?
I would thought so, certainly.
Yeah.
Right.
Fees,
yeah.
And fees, yes. Well, I took that for granted.
That's always very exciting.
I couldn't escape from that one.
Report,
And we do have, for the next meeting, a gentleman who is seeking to be elected to the new Devon County Division covering us. His name was mentioned earlier.
Richard Hoskin?
Yeah. He would like to come and meet you and greet you and
right.
just make himself known.
Right.
Would you be happy for him to do so at the start of the next meeting?
Yeah, what about the other candidates?
I haven't got a clue who they are. They've never
oh, yes,
contacted.
You have. There's two recordings.
But they've not contacted.
Have they not?
Well, there should be, if one candidate is here, there should be an open invitation for
yes, there should.
Other
yes, there
should be available.
Yes.
Mr. Poe from South Brent, Stanley?
Mm.
I do know that.
I don't know.
Mm.
Who's Powell? What's his
Powell.
Name?
Powell.
Could I get their names from the local...
You won't be able to, because I think it closed this afternoon.
Right, so sometime after
the
they're
not able to start canvassing until now, are they?
No.
And it's in May, isn't it?
May
the
4th.
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 Yeah.
So they can start thrashing about from now.
But Devon presumably would have a list of names,
yes,
actually.
Yes, they will, yeah.
What do you think?
I thought I got a leaflet from one of them the other day.
Did you?
I thought I
shouldn't have done.
I must have been mistaken.
You
could
start.
Yeah, they can.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there should be an open invitation for all candidates,
right.
really.
Mm-hmm. So I'll
do that.
It'll
be nice
then.
To talk to them.
Certainly, we shouldn't assume.
Well,
we should minute that
there is an open invitation.
Yeah.
Whether
yeah.
we actually take steps to do anything about it remains to be seen. But the invitation should be there.
Mm.
I don't think we need to go and canvass candidates to come.
No,
but the invitation
no,
should be extant.
So in other words, if anyone else writes to you,
and we say
we give you the approval, say yes to them.
Exactly. Yes, well, we shouldn't be chasing them anyway.
Yeah.
No. But it has to be made clear
there is an open invitation.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Is it likely to produce more people to our meeting? Do you think, in any way? I mean, if so, we'll need the church.
No. I don't know.
I mean, it might mean four people, but I can't see.
There's a bench.
I don't think people are
interested.
No, definitely not. We have 2 minute turnover, can we?
Actually, that it would be all right because it's warmer at least, and I wouldn't have to put the heating on in there. If there are a lot of people who want to hear people speak,
well, I'll let you know.
Then we'll go in.
Yeah. Oh, no, I won't know who's coming. I'll only let.
We don't want to set ourselves up as hostings, do we?
No, definitely not.
I'm just going to say that.
I mean, it's only two days before the.
Yeah.
If you do, I'm going to bring the weaponry. Okay. Go on the next date. That's fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you.